Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 23, the verses 1 to 4. Jeremiah chapter 23, the verses 1 to 4. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them and will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. My theme for reflection is when shepherds fail and God steps in. When shepherds fail and God steps in. If you have ever trusted a GPS and ended up lost in a cornfield, you know how it feels when a guide leads you astray. Bad directions are frustrating, but bad leadership, especially the kind that injures rather than protects, is far worse. In Jeremiah 23:1-4, we hear a divine woe. Not because God's people made a wrong turn, but because those entrusted to lead them utterly failed. The shepherds, kings of Judah, were meant to care for the flock with justice, compassion, and integrity. Instead, they exploited the vulnerable, neglected their duties, and scattered the people through self-interest and violence. God does not sit idly by. In verse 2, he says, I will attend to you for your evil deeds. God promises to do what the human shepherds failed to do. Their neglect becomes the occasion for divine intervention. Yet what is striking is that God's response is not merely punishment, it is restoration. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock, he declares in verse 3. This is no divine meek drop of wrath, but a compassionate promise to regather, restore, and renew. The flock that was scattered will be brought home, not just geographically, but spiritually. God envisions a community where the people shall be fruitful and multiply, echoing the Genesis blessing and affirming their restored dignity and purpose. Here is the heartbeat of this reflection. God steps in when leaders fall short. And more than that, God raises up new shepherds, ordinary people who will do better. This prophetic hope echoes through the centuries and finds its fullest expression in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Where human leadership fails, Christ steps in not just to rule, but to serve, heal, and redeem. The theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who knew well the dangers of corrupt leadership, once said, "The test of the morality of a society is what it does for its children." We might extend that the test of any leader's righteousness is how they treat the vulnerable, the voiceless, and the weary. God is not looking for showy power plays or political maneuvering. He's looking for shepherds after his own heart, those who reflect his justice and mercy. This passage is not just a warning to those in power. It is also a call to each of us. In our homes, churches, communities, anywhere we influence others, we are invited to be shepherds who protect, gather, and care. The flock is always larger than we realize, and every act of mercy, every word of truth is part of God's restoration plan. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways have you experienced or witnessed the pain of failed leadership, and how might God be calling you to respond? Number two, where in your life can you reflect God's shepherding heart by gathering, encouraging, or protecting someone who feels scattered? And now our practical exercise for the day. Reach out today to someone who may feel overlooked, isolated, or lost. Whether by sending a message, offering a meal, or simply listening. Let your care echo the Good Shepherd's heart and gather what the world scatters. Gracious Shepherd, we confess that too often we have followed poor leaders or have failed to lead with love ourselves. Thank you that when others scatter, you gather. When others harm, you heal. Raise up in us your shepherding spirit, that we may lead and serve with justice, mercy, and love. Let our lives reflect your goodness, and our hearts be shaped by your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.